Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock. Andy and Mel, both of us.
Although, together again.
Although I got some bad news for you.
What?
I'm taking tomorrow off, too.
Why?
Because for some reason, my reffing crew was assigned to a game 2.5 hours away.
Tonight? For tonight?
Yeah.
Oh. There's football tonight?
Playoffs, yeah.
Oh.
They speed up the schedule for the playoffs.
Well, it makes sense. It's starting to
try and get them in before the blizzards hit.
Gotcha.
You know. So
there's one in what, Maryland?
Blizzard?
Isn't that, I think that's
no,
what I said.
No, that's a hurricane.
No, it was. I thought they said blizzard.
Oh. Oh, I know. There was like two giant weather systems. Like the hurricane and a bunch of weather was about to collide out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know for sure that I'm taking tomorrow off.
Oh, okay.
I might. I haven't decided yet.
Let me know.
I don't really want to take a whole day off, but I don't want to wake up early after getting home late.
Well, maybe
late
you could just do the show and then take the rest of the day and go take a nap.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's Monday. Yay. You know, I hate four-day weekends.
Why?
Because it's not enough time.
Okay.
Like, if you just take one extra day, it's kind of like, I had something going on and time flies.
Right.
I didn't really have anything going on. I just took the time off because I needed to take time off before the end of the year and I lose some of my vacation. And, yeah, I had fun Thursday. Friday, I had some stuff I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then Crystal worked all weekend, so I had the kids Saturday, Sunday. I needed one more day.
I hear you.
At least.
I could use one more day.
After like a week vacation, you're like, yeah, I'm ready to go back to work.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, 4-day weekends, you're not ready to go back to work. It makes you want to quit working forever. You know?
No, I know what you mean, though. When the week, then you're like, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I've done enough. Yeah.
I saw I thought it was, it's not as much of a zombie movie as I thought.
Which movie?
28 Days Later. Got that from the library.
Okay.
While I was on vacation. Watched that.
Hmm.
Good movie.
Okay.
Not nearly as scary as I thought it was going to be. Frightening, yes. I mean, it's not for the little kids. And it's like 2002. I'm really up on my movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's maybe why I haven't heard of it. I rented The Hunger Games.
Is that any good?
It was really good.
Yeah.
I had a little anxiety during it, though. Like, the whole thought of killing other people, each other, you know, thing. I don't know. It freaked me out. And, they weren't zombies.
You just eliminated half the movies ever made. So
No. It was not like a normal
anxiety.
War movie, you know?
Well, and so long as it isn't main characters. Are main characters in that movie getting offed?
Yeah.
I really got to watch modern movies.
Yeah, you do.
It's
24 people that get chosen, and they're kids. Ages like 12 to 18.
You see, The Hunger Games does not interest me.
You should watch the movie, though. It's really good.
It just doesn't.
It was surprisingly, like, I had heard many good things about it, and I'm like, all right, well, let's check it out, because I found it on, you know, available. So, I liked it. But, honestly, I had a little anxiety.
Well, okay, so we've got something very cool starting today.
Mm-hmm. This is very cool.
I would read about it, but I don't have anything to read.
That's my fault.
Yeah.
I was a little busy on Friday, and I apologize.
Okay.
Because I went, if you haven't seen the video, you need to go to hot1047.com. I had my zombie makeup done by the fine folks from the Zombie Walk. And I went grocery shopping. I know.
What is the date at the top?
Shut up.
The 19th? You're on top.
I was going to do it. I was. And then I got busy uploading videos and I forgot about it. It's my bad. I'm sorry.
What we're doing is a thing called Mash for Cash. 7:20 every morning, we're going to be playing a mashup. And you have to identify all of the songs in the mashup.
It's not like a normal mashup, though.
No.
It's not like the fun mashups you hear on Glee.
No, it's probably the most pure form of mashup there is.
Yes.
Where seven songs, I think it's seven. I can't remember how many it is. I got to go back and look how many it is. But there are a bunch of songs all being played at the same time. And you have to pick them all out. And only one person per day gets to try and figure them all out. And if you don't get it, then the money rolls over to the next day.
It's not going to be so easy.
Nope. It's not.
We're going to make it tough.
So that's the deal. Quality Lenders, is sponsoring that. Fast, easy, flexible signature loans on your terms. And yeah, we'll do that at 7:20 this morning. Now, the biggest controversy, I know there's a hurricane coming to the East Coast, and so that, of course, is the biggest news ever. If there was a hurricane coming to South Dakota, they probably wouldn't talk about it.
Yes, they would, because a hurricane wouldn't come to South Dakota. We don't live by ocean.
I don't know. Even if it did come to South Dakota, I don't think they'd talk about it.
They would, too. And they talk like, about a hurricane no matter like where it's at.
It's like a Category 1
when hurricane.
When
it was in Jamaica, they're talking about it.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, actually, this one is a little nastier than Irene. Irene was just kind of like a big thunderstorm. This one's going to be a little tougher than that.
Well, I mean, it's by New York City, though.
Right.
That's why they're
talking
about it.
And that's the home of the media, so
yes.
Yeah. But
and Starbucks is closed there.
Yeah.
So that's the big thing.
The big
in the
ongoing
news.
Joke out there. Yeah. You know, it's bad when that happens. Yeah. The stock exchange is going to close the trading floor Monday. There's going to be flooding all up and down the eastern seaboard, 6 to 10 feet or 6 to 11 feet in the storm surge. A lot of evacuation orders in New York City as well. But the thing. And that's big news right now. But there was some major, major, major controversy over the weekend. Last night specifically, when I looked on Facebook and Twitter, and all of a sudden, it was blowing up over a huge mistake in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I was reading.
Did you see that?
Reading Facebook posts. I didn't watch it.
You didn't see it?
But everybody kept saying things like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, The Walking Dead. And they were all like blown away by whatever it was that happened.
It was
nobody said what, so I have no idea what.
Well, they showed the governor, a new character.
Okay.
Shooting this guy who was trying to escape. About a 100-yard shot with no rear sight on the M4.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Really?
No rear sight? How is he making a 100-yard shot with no rear sight?
That's what they are all fired up about.
Well, the gun nerds were.
Really?
There was a lot of people like, well, Scott that works here.
Yeah.
Gun nut like me and you. And he noticed it right away. It was like a flat top AR with no rear sight. No scope. It had the front, you know, big triangle permanent sight.
Okay.
Up on the gas block, but it didn't have the rear sight. And I was just like, what? You gotta be kidding me. Really?
That's what everybody was fired up by.
No. Okay. Hardly at all.
Okay.
I'm exaggerating it completely.
I was gonna say, really?
It's one of those movie mistake things. You know, there's entire websites devoted to it.
There are.
And I saw it immediately.
I think it's, and people are really wanting everybody to be very accurate in the show.
Well, you always want it to be accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no way you can be accurate with a rifle that doesn't have either a scope or two sights.
Yeah.
Front and rear. Otherwise, you'd be shooting like my wife when she didn't realize she was supposed to look through the back sight at the front sight.
It happens.
That's how you make the line.
Yep.
Because she was sure peeling that gravel off in front of the target, let me tell you. Doing some damage there. Anyway, today is the greatest day I've ever known. We will find out why coming up in just a few. The news is next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 621 up to 54 today. Nice and sunny. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I never make the same mistake twice. I make it about 5 or 6 times, just to be sure.
We had the zombie walk on Saturday. Had a blast. Forgot to mention that earlier. And the Thriller dancers...
They're amazing.
Were so cool. Well, they weren't amazing. They were really good.
I think it's amazing.
It's not amazing that people are able to dance.
Oh.
That's not amazing.
I know, but they get so into it.
It was
so cool.
Really good. It was very well done.
You could have just left it go. It was amazing.
No, amazing is another one of those overused words.
Oh, okay, it's Mr. Overused Words.
Complete hyperbole or, you know, exaggeration.
Okay.
Amazing was if they were doing it 3 feet off the ground. Oh. That would have been amazing.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Okay. That's all I meant. I don't mean to knock it at all because it was awesome. It was a fantastic performance all 17 times I saw it. By the 17th time, I was kind of like, okay, do we really have to do it for the thin crowd here at the end?
Yes.
Anyway.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is October 29th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not because John Abrams is 35 today.
Who?
John Abrams. Robert De Niro's reefer smoking son Denny and Meet the Parents.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you a pothead fucker? Let's see who else. Oh, Winona Ryder is 41 today. Professional actress, amateur shoplifter. Randy Jackson, not that Randy Jackson.
Oh.
The one with Tito and the Jacksons, but not Tito
not
and the
dog.
Jackson 5.
Okay.
Not the dog. The one who's related to Michael is 51 today. Kate Jackson, also not related to Michael, was in Charlie's Angels, and she's 64 today. 1929, not a good day when the stock market crashed.
Wow.
Came to be known as Black Tuesday. Triggered the Great Depression, lasted for 10 years. 1945, the first ballpoint pen was sold for $12.50 by Gimbel's department stores. $12.50 is expensive for a pen now.
Yeah.
I don't know what the money translates to in 1945.
Had to be expensive.
But
I mean,
$12.50 is probably like $100.
At least. Yeah.
Today.
Wow.
I'm guessing. But
wow.
1960, Cassius Clay boxed in his first professional fight. He beat Tunney Hunsaker and went on to become Muhammad Ali. He changed his name.
Mm-hmm.
I know it seems like it was only yesterday. Oh, never mind. That was a story. I meant to skip that one. Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas was released on this day, 1993. Apparently, I missed one I wanted to delete. Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman got a... Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. What the hell is wrong with me today?
I don't know.
I'm out of practice. They got a $500,000 settlement from London's Express newspaper for an article claiming both of them were gay and their marriage was a cover. In 2008, Delta Airlines merged with Northwest Airlines to create the largest airline in the world. But today is the greatest day I've ever known, because it is the 65th birthday of an acting legend, an icon, if you will, who I wish he would have found the same fate in the movie as he did in the book.
Okay.
Because in the movie, Hooper lives.
Andy.
He was Hooper. Yes, son of a... I saw the funniest videos last night. It's not even really that funny. I just thought it was hilarious. Probably because I've seen Jaws 800 times. It's called Hooper's Drunk and Useless.
Oh,
look
boy.
It up on YouTube.
Okay.
They turn him into Chum. Chum is the dead fish and guts they throw out in the water.
I know what Chum is.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Watch SpongeBob.
Anyway, they have Chum on SpongeBob?
The Chum Bucket.
Oh, that's gross.
You didn't know about the Chum Bucket?
I don't watch SpongeBob because Jackie says it's a naughty show.
They'll hear that. She does.
Yeah. Anyway, Richard Dreyfuss, he played Hooper in Jaws. He's 65 today, and that's why today, October 29th, is Internet Quote of the Day. Mail is...
I already did it, Andy.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What was it?
It was about making the same mistake 5 or 6 times.
You didn't... I didn't ask for it.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh my gosh. I did do it right before we did Internet Quote of the Day, or we did The Greatest Day.
No, because we were talking about the... No, we skipped it. Because we were talking about the zombie walk.
Did it right before the zombie
walk. Okay, I'll check the tape.
I never make the same mistake twice. I make it 5 or 6 times just to be sure. I said it.
Dirt.
Oh my gosh.
Never mind.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning, hi. I need another set of headphones in here. I really do.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
some earbuds would work.
They would, but I'm trying to finish up the mashup for the Mash for Cash, and I really can't edit that without headphones.
And your headphones were in the computer.
In my laptop, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was like, the song's ending, and you weren't turning around. I'm like, hello?
Yeah. All right, so... something cool happening at Taco John's today. If you go in and get breakfast from 6:30 to 10:30, so now through 10:30 this morning, 50% of all the proceeds during that time are going to go to help South Dakota Highway Patrol Trooper Andrew Steen, who is still recovering and has a long road ahead of him after the incident here about a week and a half ago. So if you're going to stop for breakfast, why don't you stop at Taco John's this morning? And that will help out Andrew for sure. So there is a list I found of movies, horror movies.
Great.
That will burn the most calories.
Why?
Now, here's a reason for you to watch scary movies, Mel.
You got my attention.
Okay. I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the number of calories just because of the adrenaline.
Anxiety?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
According to researchers at the University of Westminster, watching horror movies will burn calories because it scares you, causes your heart rate to increase, so on and so forth. Excuse me, I hiccup. Here is the list of the top 10. Number 10, I don't even know how to say it. Rec. It's a Spanish horror movie, 101 calories.
Oh.
Number 9, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Now, I don't know if that's the original one from the 70s or if it's the remake with Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey's in that?
Yeah, the remake.
Oh.
It was like right before he got super famous.
Okay.
It was out shortly after Dazed and Confused.
Oh, I had no idea he was in that one.
The Blair Witch Project will burn 107 calories at number 8. The original Paranormal Activity is number 7. That will burn 111 calories. A Nightmare on Elm Street will burn 118 calories. That's at number 6. Number 5, Saw at 133. Alien will help you burn 152 calories. The Exorcist, 158.
Really?
That is a terrifying movie.
It is pretty terrifying, I'll agree. I have actually seen that one.
The number 2 movie that will help you burn calories is
Stop!
Jaws at 161 calories. I'm just helping you burn calories, Mel. That's
well,
all I'm
doing.
I just
burned about 500 there.
No, you didn't.
You felt my heart rate.
You are ridiculous.
I know I'm ridiculous.
So long as you know that.
Do you not think that I don't understand that this is a ridiculous anxiety that I have?
I hope you do.
Of course I do. It's stupid.
Any idea what the number one scariest movie, not scariest, but most calorie burning movie?
I think it has to be pretty suspenseful because I think that's what causes the most.
Yeah, because slash and gore horror isn't always that scary.
Right.
Sometimes it's just slashy and gory.
Like, ugh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's
but whatever.
Gross.
I think it's got to be full of suspense in order to get the heart rate increased.
Mm-hmm. And it is.
I don't know. I don't know what it'd be because I don't watch them. Is it It?
No.
Oh. So is it a Stephen King movie?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
The Shining.
Oh, I've not seen that.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
The original, I'm assuming, not the lame miniseries that had the guy from Wings on it.
Probably not. How many calories is that one?
184
wow.
calories just watching The Shining.
So, yeah, I can understand what they're saying with this because if you get anxiety, your heart rate starts increasing. I mean, it just did when you played the Jaws theme song.
Yeah.
So, I could see that.
Yeah. I wonder where The Notebook would be on this list.
Not on there.
Well, I would certainly lose a lot of calories vomiting.
Mm.
You know,
or
whatever I ate wouldn't get ingested.
If you watch it with your significant other, there might be calories burned after the movie.
Oh. Really?
Might.
Doesn't have a sad ending?
Yeah, but it's all about
Magic Mike sounds more
love.
Like that kind of movie.
It's all about love.
I think you'd burn more calories after the movie with Magic Mike.
I'll go with you.
Did you buy
one.
It on DVD?
I did buy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to borrow it?
No.
I'll lend it to you.
You can certainly lend it to my wife anytime you want to. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out today at 54. Nice and sunny. High school football playoffs going on tonight. Washington and Lincoln and Roosevelt play tonight.
Cool.
At the Wood. And then Washington plays Pierre here in town. Not sure what all the other matchups are. I didn't have them all memorized.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Still
but
a
anyway, yeah. We have a very long drive, me and my reffing crew tonight. Can't say where, of course. Never do.
I was going to ask you where, and then I stopped the night because I remembered.
But it's a much, much longer drive than I've ever had to make to go officiate a game.
Gotcha.
So, haven't decided if I'm going to be here tomorrow or not.
Okay.
Because I got plenty of vacation to burn.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right.
So, the fun haters at, let's see, what magazine was it? Women's Day magazine. They put together a list of the worst Halloween candy for kids. Good morning, Front Door. I've missed you too. So here's the list.
They're fun haters, huh?
Well, the worst Halloween candies for kids. Well, it's Halloween, okay? If you want to be a stickler about what your kids are eating during the rest of the year, go ahead. It's Halloween. Lighten up for a day.
The problem is my girls end up with so much candy. I don't let them eat it all. I think I have Halloween candy from last year still on top of the fridge.
Jackie still does too. I'm surprised because it was Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I'm surprised that Crystal didn't snag him. That's like
How
her
did
favorite.
That last that
I
long?
Don't know. I have no idea.
And she's pregnant.
I wouldn't touch them now though.
No, probably not.
They're like a year old. Might be from Easter.
Okay.
Not sure. Anyway, the number 7 worst one. I can't believe it's not higher, but Fun Dip.
I love Fun Dips.
Me too.
It's all sugar.
Oh, it's 100% sugar.
Yeah. But they're
That's all
delicious.
It is.
The little dipping stick is my favorite.
One serving is only 50 calories.
Really?
But each package is 3 servings.
Oh, so 150 calories.
Yeah. Sour Patch Kids was number 6. Mm. It sticks to your teeth, causes cavities, blah, blah, blah. Well, if your kids are young enough and they still got baby teeth, who cares? They're going to lose them anyway.
It's true.
You know? If you're going to let them go nuts with the crappy food and not brushing, it's when they're young. Before they have their adult teeth.
Right.
Now, that would probably lead to bad habits later on.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, they're going to lose them anyway.
Okay.
Number 5, Starburst. Each piece is 15 calories, which isn't really all that bad, but they're loaded with fat and sugar. Tootsie Pops. Any lollipop is really bad for your kid's teeth because they take so long to eat.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Number 3, Candy Corn. It's worse than most other types of candy because it's nothing but sugar, artificial coloring, and artificial sweeteners.
I don't really like candy corn a whole lot.
And artificial delicious. Candy corn's great. How can you not like... What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You don't like Kool-Aid. You don't like candy corn. Mm-mm. I suppose the next thing you're going to tell me is chocolate is awful.
Yeah, I love chocolate.
Okay.
Chocolate's good.
Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins is number 2 on the list.
Reese's. Oh, okay.
One of them has as many calories as 2 normal Reese's peanut butter cups.
Uh-uh.
One regular cup has 88 calories. One peanut butter pumpkin, 180.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of a lot.
Yeah.
And the number 1 worst candy for kids, according to the fun haters at Women's Day magazine, Snickers. I know.
What?
That's why they're fun haters.
They are fun haters.
At least you could put a candy on the number 1 spot that isn't an American institution.
Right?
And didn't give us the I'm Batman commercial.
I'm so upset about this.
And the Betty White football commercial.
Those are the ones that I steal out of my girls' bags of candy.
The main reason they're bad is the caramel or caramel, however you want to say it. It gets stuck in their teeth, causes cavities. That's one reason why Three Musketeers are a better choice. And they have fewer calories.
I don't like them.
You don't like Three Musketeers either?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know.
It's nougat.
I don't really like nougat.
Nougat makes the world go round.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it does.
No.
It's delicious.
No. Not really.
You're insane.
I'm not
I cannot
insane.
Believe the stuff you do not like. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I think that it's okay that I don't like it.
And Kool-Aid, too.
It's gross. The only acceptable lemonade is... Kool-Aid is lemonade.
I suppose the next thing you're going to tell me is you don't like beer either.
I like a couple kinds.
Beer without putting a bunch of crap in it.
Yeah, if it's Bud Light Lime.
It already has the crap in it. Doesn't count.
Hot 1047.com.